Half an hour east of Auburn, along a windy road deep in the Tahoe National Forest, the Forest Hill Orchard seems like an unlikely place to be planting the seeds of the future.
This is a western white pine from British Columbia.
Tom Blush, the U.S. Forest Service regional geneticist for the Pacific Southwest, is walking around the assisted migration orchard. This is one of 48 sites where the British Columbia Ministry of Forestry and the U.S. Forest Service have been studying trees since 2013. The idea is to gauge how various species adapt to warmer temperatures, and the research is already influencing forest management. Assisted migration is the relatively new idea of moving species around in anticipation of climate change.
In looking at the academic literature, I'm pretty sure that the climate change is going to be happening very rapidly, and we need to start getting into the mindset of practicing assisted migration as a routine management effort.
The U.S. Forest Service practices what Blush calls a conservative approach, moving seeds within the same species from one elevation to another. For example, his crew might take a ponderosa pine seed that grows well in Auburn and plant it about 1,000 feet higher in elevation near Grass Valley. For thousands of years, trees have migrated on their own, but with climate change happening more quickly than anticipated, humans are stepping in to help.
We're pretty sure that warmer temperatures are coming, so our initial approach is to compensate for that by moving to a higher elevation where the temperatures are going to be not as warm as they are down lower.
Some researchers are looking at even more aggressive strategies that would introduce new species to local forests, but Blush says the Forest Service isn't quite ready for that yet.
We're trying to be very conservative initially. We're certainly not moving any species out of its native range or anything like that yet.
Still, there's been talk amongst local foresters of planting black oak in the pine forest surrounding Lake Tahoe, and Blush is open to that idea.
Black oak may have a pretty good future. It's on what we call the trailing edge of the ponderosa pine species range. And as ponderosa pine sort of fades away in the lower elevations, black oak may start being more dominant.
These are drought-adapted, you know, species, conifers and stuff, and they physiologically, they're totally different. And I think there might be some watershed, hydrological consequences.
That's Patricia Maloney, a tree geneticist with the UC Davis Tahoe Environmental Research Center. She says she would never plant black oak in Tahoe's forests. Although Maloney is fine with the idea of moving seeds around, she's not at all in favor of humans deciding which species should grow where.
Nature has a way of sorting its way out, and I think humans many people have this preconceived idea, like, we want this forest type. But you know what? If the climate is changing, it's going to shift.
Maloney is one of only a handful of critics speaking out against assisted migration.
I feel like sometimes I sit by myself on this argument about climate change and species and what they're going to do. I've always said, you know, tree species have enormous genomes, and I always say their genetic makeup is like they got a bag full of tricks we have no idea about.
But if we're going to lose forests to wildfires, Tom Blush and others at the U.S. Forest Service want to take the opportunity to replant them with seeds that are better adapted to a warmer future. Of course, that's only possible when there's enough funding for reforestation. These days, Blush says wildfires are taking money away from everything else. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.